live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Yet another week gone by, getting closer and closer to spring. It's just around the corner. The weatherman apparently has discovered that. Should be nice and balmy the next couple of days, and then a little cooler for a few days. But I think and I hope the worst of winter is over. Let's admit it, it's been a really easy winter here in our part of northern Arizona. Could be a lot worse, as we've seen in past years. Well, on today's show, we've got Charla Mortimer from Mortimer's Farm in Dewey. She has very seasonal good news and goodies to talk about. Then after the news, or before the news break, we'll talk to a business consultant, Kendra Dahlstrom, about how to make the most of your hiring and training and how to turn your own business into your best interest, especially for women going into business. Then after the news break with Link, we will talk to our old friend Tina Blake. She will be here to talk about the big gala taking place this weekend at the Prescott Center for the Arts. The Arizona Coyotes host the Calgary Flames at 7 o'clock tonight. Then they will take off for a week-long road trip back east. So three games next, or later this week, the three games will be late afternoon starts because of a daylight saving time in the Eastern time zone. They will still all be carried live on KQ&A FM. Tonight's game, 7 o'clock from Gila River Arena. And the Northern Arizona Suns enter their last week of the season. They will host Texas Wednesday at 6:30, Sioux Falls Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, with tickets at the Prescott Valley Event Center starting at only $9. So we've got Charla Mortimer coming up next, followed by Kendra Dahlstrom and Tina Blake on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Mineral buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test, so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296, find us on Facebook, or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're in the mood for some great classic movies, there are some coming to the Prescott Elks Theater coming up this Friday on the 23rd of this month. That's going to be the movie E.T. that will be playing on the big screen at the Elks Theater. Also on the 23rd, that Friday night at 6 p.m., the wonderful youth band Sugar and the Mint. They are really a terrific band. We saw them 2 months ago at the Raven. The place was sold out, standing room only, an hour and a half before the band even took the stage. This is one terrific band, folks. Sugar and the Mint will be doing a fundraiser concert this Friday at 6 p.m. at the beautiful First Congregational Church on Gurley Street. And that will be a fundraiser, of course, and great acoustics at the First Congregational Church. And then also coming up the next night on Saturday at the that's going to be at the Elks Theater. Let's see. Saturday the 24th. Yeah, at the Elks Theater, we have Terry Davies and Nick Davies. They are doing the Piano Men tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. I saw that show about a year ago, and Terry had a bad throat that night. And even with that, it was a sensational show. So look forward to seeing and hearing Terry and Nick Davies doing the Tribute the Piano Men show to Elton John and Billy Joel on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 24th, at the Elks Theater. Then the very next night, again at the Elks, Sunday the 25th, Gone with the Wind, yep, the classic with Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh, gracing the screen at the Prescott Elks. On the 30th coming up, the end of the month, it'll be Those British Girls. It's a hit-filled concert taking you on a journey through the music of the UK's ready, steady female star vocalists of the 60s, all the way through to the chart-topping and record-breaking superstars of today. Now, Britain was the world's undisputed pop culture hub of the 1960s. Of course, that's where the Beatles and the British Wave started. And although the male groups, of course, dominated the charts, each of the top four recording labels, that, you know, they had their own female superstars, and these names will take you back. Petula Clark, Shirley Bassey, Dusty Springfield, the Spice Girls, Annie Lennox, Amy Winehouse, and, of course, currently, Adele. So get ready for a great night out where the boys take a back seat and the ladies take center stage. That's the British Girls. I should say Those British Girls, coming up Friday the 30th at the Prescott Elks Theater. Speaking of music, you remember the great Johnny Mathis. I happened to cross off a bucket list item by seeing Johnny Mathis in concert last year at the Celebrity Theater, just five rows from the stage, and I couldn't believe my eyes or my ears. He looks wonderful. He was 80 years old, by the way. He sounds better now than he did in his prime. I know that sounds impossible, but he did it. Well, anyway, he's back again. He'll be in Phoenix this Friday for a concert, and coincidentally, he is releasing a brand new boxed set. It's not exactly new. It is a box set composed of 68 compact discs representing all of the songs he has recorded for Columbia Records. He's been recording for Columbia Records since the mid 50s, and except for about a four-year stretch there, everything he's done was on Columbia. So this box set, 68 CDs, sells for $350. But what a career it has been for Johnny Mathis. You know, speaking of Johnny, of course, he got his big start in the 50s. You look at some of the Billboard hits from that era. Let's go back to, say, 1951. My goodness, it's going back. Tony Bennett, Because of You. Les Paul and Mary Ford had a big hit with How High the Moon. Rosemary Clooney, George Clooney's aunt, Come On to My House. Mario Lanza, Be My Love. The Weavers, On Top of Old Smokey. Tony Bennett again with Cold, Cold Heart. Too Young by Nat King Cole. If by Perry Como, Loveliest Night of the Year, again by Mario Lanza, and The Tennessee Waltz by Patti Page. Boy, that is going back a long way. The most popular books of that year were The Caine Mutiny by Herman Welk, The Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger, The Daughter of Time by Josephine Tay, The Day of the Triffids by John Wyndham, From Here to Eternity by James Jones, Foundation by Isaac Asimov, The Illustrated Man, Ray Bradbury, My Cousin Rachel by Daphne du Maurier, who also wrote Rebecca, of course, and Prince Caspian by C.S. Lewis. Now, The Illustrated Man by Ray Bradbury takes me back to when I lived in Los Angeles. And Ray Bradbury, who never drove a car, he just never learned to drive, he used to pedal his bicycle. Now, mind you, this is Los Angeles, downtown L.A., and he was in his 80s. He would pedal his bicycle down to the library, the main library in downtown Los Angeles, and stay there for hours and hours researching, reading, and writing. And he would entertain fans of his work. He talked to them for hours at a time. He was just a fascinating man. And it was a great loss when he died just a few years ago. I believe he was about 88. But Ray Bradbury, of course, Fahrenheit 451 is the book we all read in high school. But what a wonderful man, a real man of the people. So Ray Bradbury was on the top-selling book charts as early as 1951. We can go back a long way, can't we? We're going to take a break here and come back with more in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Seventy-five years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Look, kid, life is hard and you need a plan.
Uncle Leo, I have a plan.
That's cute, kid, but you're just 15, and at 15 there's not a lot of options.
I have options.
Like what? What you're wearing to homecoming?
Like whether to take pre-engineering or nursing.
That's cute, kid. It's good to dream.
Or sports medicine or culinary arts, or welding or aviation.
Kid, it's brutal out there. Only the technically skilled survive.
Uncle Leo, I'm going to Mountain Institute.
You're going to the mountains?
No, I'm going to Mountain Institute to get professional career training while I'm in high school.
No kidding.
Yes. So I'll graduate with skills employers really need, and I can still go to college if I want.
Sounds like it'll cost a fortune. What are you, a Rockefeller?
Who?
A rich person.
Oh, it's tuition free. Mountain Institute is like a boot camp for the real world.
Well, that's amazing. What next? Little personal computers you can put in your pocket?
I think that's called a cell phone.
Oh, that reminds me. Can you teach me how to use my cellophone?
Cell phone?
Cell phone.
Yes.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at mijted.net.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Unfortunately, we were unable to make contact with Charlotte Mortimer. She will be on the show at a future date. If you get AARP magazine, every month they will send you the AARP bulletin, and it's got a lot of really useful information in it. The current issue, they have discussions with people from several different professions, and they ask them to tell the reader something they probably wouldn't know unless they were in that industry. Just to give you some ideas, there's a car mechanic in here who says your biggest worry should be your tires. We mentioned that just last week when we had Louis Gomez on here from Prescott Tire Pros. This car mechanic, his name is Jeff Hall. He's the owner of Village Tire in Warwick, New York. He says, you know that guide, the scheduled maintenance in your glove box? Use it! He also says, if you're looking for a good used car, ask your mechanic first. And again, we mentioned that with Louis last week. If you're in the market for a good used car, keep in mind that all of those thousands and thousands and thousands of cars that got flooded in Houston and Florida during the hurricanes, are not very operable, even though they may look nice and clean. So that's something to keep in mind. Have a mechanic look over your used car purchase. Also, he says your biggest worry under normal circumstances should be your tires. And you should change them every 4 years, no matter how much tread you have left. Tires do weaken over time. That can cause the steel belts to shift, a blowout at the wrong time. Well, we know what that means. He also says, speaking of your tires, check the pressure every 8 weeks, whether or not the indicator light comes on. And I have a phone call coming in right now, so I'm going to switch to that and see who we have. And you're on the air. This is?
This would be your boss.
Hello, Sanford. How are you? Yeah, we've got I've got a call coming in for my second guest in about 2.5 minutes, so this is better be important, and I bet it is.
It is. We are doing a live remote broadcast this Thursday from the brand new Foothills Bank branch on Glassford Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there from 4 to 6. It's on our sister station, KTPP. And, yeah, I hear the second
line. There's my second guest. Go ahead.
You can go ahead and just pick him up and put him on hold.
I will do that.
Southern Arizona Suns coming in for the live remote. There are going to be a couple of players there signing autographs. We've got little mini basketballs to give away, and it's all happening on this Thursday from 4 to 6. At the brand new Foothills Bank branch. It's on Glassford Hill Road in Prescott Valley. So I just thought I'd take the minute here and let everybody know to come on out and join us Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6 out at Foothills Bank on Glassford Hill Road.
That is very good to know. Thank you for informing us. And I've got Kendra Dahlstrom on the other line. She'll be coming through in just a moment. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and come back on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Prescott Center for the Arts celebrates its 48th season and second annual fundraising gala on March 24th with an afternoon of music and entertainment with delectable hors d'oeuvres provided by our own Ritz Girls. Blaine Long from Blake Shelton's team on The Voice and Drew Hall with other favorite local artists provide the entertainment. Explore our silent auction, then join us for the live auction for our big ticket items. To buy your tickets for our March 24th gala, visit our website at pca-az.net.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Hello, this is Mark Goligoski, principal at Mile High Middle School. I feel fortunate to have been raised in Prescott, where I have also raised my family. School is my business, and supporting our public schools is everyone's business. We are always grateful when you pay your taxes, you choose to donate to PUSD and keep your tax dollars local. Your donations of up to $200 as an individual and $400 as a couple will fund all our extracurricular activities. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and continue to invest in the future of Prescott. PUSD, where every child, every day matters.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Some G League teams will be heading to the playoffs, but the Northern Arizona Suns aren't one of them. The Suns were eliminated from playoff contention following a 118-114 loss to the Raptors 905 at the Prescott Valley Event Center Friday night. Coach Cody Toppert explains what the team needs to do to finish strong.
Everybody with a positive mindset, coming into work, excited to be there. This is the longest season that they've had. A lot of them are rookies. They talk about the rookie wall. It's not like the wall is in. They can't bust through it, but it's a long season.
During a live call-in to Friday's Let's Talk Sports on KQ&A, guard Peter Jock said with only a week left in the 2018 regular season, he hopes to get some playing time.
I've just been really working hard trying to get better individually and control what I can control. Whatever happens, happens. Hopefully I get more playing time and trying to end in a positive note at the end of the year. If not, I'm ready to attack the summer and get better.
In their last road game of the season last night, the Northern Arizona Suns fell to the Santa Cruz Warriors in California, 138-126. The Suns will play their last three games at the Prescott Valley Event Center starting Wednesday night at 6:30 against the Texas Legends. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. The Mingus Union School District is requesting law enforcement assistance in investigation of an incident.
The incident occurred on one of the district's buses. Mingus Union Superintendent Penny Hargrove states in a news release issued yesterday morning that while law enforcement is permitted to do its job, Mingus educators and employees have been asked to neither comment nor speculate, recognizing and protecting the privacy of all involved. Hargrove adds Mingus Union High School has retained legal counsel to ensure students and staff members involved in the matter are appropriately protected and district policy followed. Mingus Union High School is located on First Street in Cottonwood. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, increasing clouds tomorrow and Wednesday for a chance of precipitation at the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 66 on Wednesday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 70 and a high on Wednesday of 73. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
We'll be right back.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
Did you hear? You can get Cable One high-speed internet at an everyday low price. 100 megs, $55 a month, and save with free installation. All you have to do is call 855-CABLE-1. Get the most out of your Wi-Fi with the best whole home streaming on all your devices. That's 100 megs, $55 a month, plus free installation. Now get high speeds like this at an incredible everyday low price. Get in now at 855-CABLE-1.
Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we thank you for your patience on the air today. We have a very interesting guest on the line. Kendra Dahlstrom is here. Kendra, you're described by various people who have talked with me as a mompreneur, a high-performance coach, an author, and a speaker. First of all, what is a mompreneur?
Yeah, many people ask. So a mompreneur is an entrepreneur and a mother. And so it's, you know, there's a large segment of us out there these days who are moms and mothers and who also are female entrepreneurs. And so they're growing their business as they're trying to take care of their family and just deal with the day-to-day life that a mother also deals with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a mompreneur.
You've got a wonderful web page. It says CEO for Aspire to Be International. Aspire to Be, what was your motivation to create that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So Aspire to Be was something that I actually created because as I came from my 20 years in high-tech corporate into the world of business and life coaching, I realized that there is such a scarcity mindset out there. There is such a mindset of, you know, everything is limited, whether it be in love or in success or money and even in business. And so as I started working with other female entrepreneurs and even coming up against, you know, male entrepreneurs, I found that so many people believed that competition was a bad thing. And I wanted to introduce Aspire to Be to introduce the idea that it is about opportunity. It's about collaboration, and that's where the magic happens. I wanted to take competition out of the equation and discuss how we could co-create together and create opportunity, and that's the basis of Aspire to Be International.
As a coach, what are some of the main issues that you see entrepreneurs struggling with?
So, you know, it's really interesting. The first and foremost is purpose and how that translates into your message. And so when I meet with people, they're often, you know, say, oh, I'm going in this direction or that direction. And so much of it comes down to actually understanding what your life's purpose is. And what your life purpose is always generated by your backstory, always generated by what you've experienced throughout your life. And so that would be the first one. The second one is focus. Entrepreneurs, and even as they move into, you know, smaller startup scale businesses, they have so much going on day in and day out. It's very hard to focus and stay laser focused on what's going to move the needle for their business and affect the bottom line. The third one is confidence. Although many entrepreneurs may come across as being very confident, what you realize after you get to know these people is they sort of adopt the fake it till you make it attitude.
Yeah.
And so it's, yeah, and we all have it, right? I mean, being, you know, having these moments of lack of confidence or feeling like an imposter from time to time, we've all lived it and shared it, and it's a very common, normal feeling to have. So that's something that can definitely get in the way of decision-making, which can actually stall business. And then the fourth is accountability. So that's an area where a lot of entrepreneurs, if they don't have somebody holding them accountable besides themselves, they'll make excuses as to why this wasn't done in time. And so that's where coaches can come real handy, is because then you have somebody pushing you, just like you'd have a coach for, you know, a sport, pushing the team or pushing you to excel and to reach new heights and new goals and break out of your comfort zone. That's what a business coach and life coach does as well.
I've heard several business owners say if they have an employee who has made an error, as long as that error does not violate their company values, they'll be okay. How important are company values and maintaining them all the way through?
I think it's very important, because what it does is it actually sends a message to everyone in the company in terms of, you know, what's acceptable, what's not. It also sets a precedent. So I think if you have core values and those are your values, that you need to stick to them through and through. That is not to be said that on occasion you won't have a teachable moment, as I call it, where you will learn, you know, or hear something that may raise an eyebrow, and you work through it, and you may need to, you know, start to determine how moving forward, if this is to happen again, how it might be handled. Or, you know what, maybe we need to think about not just having integrity in our core values. Maybe we need to actually add in the word honesty or respect. And so I take it as all teachable moments, and you definitely want to take it as cues. However, I feel when you deviate from those core values, it can become an issue for not only the company, for the employees as well.
Now, you've got a book called The Mompreneur's Guide to Creating a $1 Million Community. Describe that community.
Right, and so that community is actually is aspired to be international. And so the reason I created this community was to take my 20 years of collaboration and services experience, knowledge, and high technology, and bring it into social networking, bring it into social platforms, and to really raise the bar for how they're operating today. If you think about how most social platforms operate today, there's one administrator, and, you know, for sake of argument, it would be the Kendra Dahlstrom community for coaching, and it would be my incubator where I'd nurture all of my leads, and that's just the way that it's always been set up to date. The idea I had around Aspire to Be International is a completely new framework and strategy, and it's all about making the members of the community the stars of the community. It's not the Kendra Dahlstrom community. It's Aspire to Be International, and all the members are the ones that are the stars. They're the ones getting the exposure. They're the ones getting the visibility, and that's what they need in order to thrive and to allow their businesses to grow exponentially. And so that is the platform I've created, and I wrote the book to support that strategy and process. It's a very simple four-step process I call the four C's. It's about connecting, it's about collaborating, it's about co-creating, and it's about celebrating each other.
Now, you spent 20 years in high tech, correct?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. So you are the living embodiment of the importance of women considering STEM courses during their education period, correct?
Yes, yes.
Describe the opportunities for women who are taking STEM courses in today's world.
Oh my gosh, there's so many opportunities. I think, you know, first and foremost, it's a chance to take a leadership position. It's a chance to step out of your comfort zone. It's a chance to shine if it is your comfort zone. For many of us, I know science was never my comfort zone. However, I wish I had taken full advantage of those opportunities. Had I done so, I would have been an executive far faster than I was in high tech, because I would have had that engineering and that mathematical background and that backbone and baseline in order to be a catalyst in my career. And I feel that in high tech, it all comes down, it all deduces to math, it all deduces to engineering. So anytime you can get any of those skill sets in your, in your quiver, then it's always great to have them to take you forward, whether it be through college or into a career. So I think there's huge opportunities for people to step, shine if it is their comfort zone, to step out of their comfort zone and really take advantage of the opportunities that exist there to also incorporate the femininity that we all have and what we have to bring to the workplace.
Now, in your book, The Mompreneur's Guide to Creating a Million-Dollar Community, you show how to find your tribe, how to build credibility, and this one really intrigued me, how to scale your business without feeling overwhelmed. Describe that.
Yeah, so what I've done is I took the work that I did in these large corporations, which was largely around marketing and partnerships. And then when I looked at these large companies, they make 60 to 80% of their revenue through partnerships. It's not direct sales. So what I did is I said, well, why can't that apply to me as a solopreneur as I started my journey? So I started working on that methodology in my own journey, and then I had realized that I had people coming to me saying, hey, I want you to do that for me too. And so that's one of the main concepts, in addition to a slew of others, but that's one of the primary concepts I work with them on, is how to create meaningful partnerships and relationships. And these could be affiliate agreements, or they could be real legitimate, you know, 50-50 type partnerships that are legal, and say, you know what, it makes sense for us to work together and co-create something, because we can create something bigger together than we ever could alone. And that reduces the overwhelm for me, because I know that you're out there preaching for me, and it's another pair of feet on the street advocating for my business. And it doesn't just have to be me. I don't have to be doing this all alone. And that's one common mistake so many entrepreneurs make, and a lot of mompreneurs make, because we tend to want to take things on and all on our own. Mm-hmm. And so it's really great once you can get to that point where you're like, you know what? I don't have to do this alone. I don't really want to do this alone.
Now, you're based in the Bay Area, correct?
Yes, I am.
Are there any upcoming speaking engagements in the Southwest where our listeners can see you live?
Yes, actually, I'm going to be speaking in Dallas in May, and I know that's a little bit further to the east than you. And in the Arizona area, I will actually be in town July 17th through 19th, speaking at Troxel. So I will be in town there. And then there's a few other things coming up as well over the next few coming months that I'm still solidifying. So I will make sure to keep you abreast of those as I get those dates finalized. But there's about four or five other engagements that I'm working on.
And in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk to you again and get an update on all this great information. And we'll talk more then about the Mompreneur's Guide to Creating a Million-Dollar Community. Kendra Dahlstrom, thank you so much for calling us today on Q&A. We look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it as well.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, because we've got Tina Blake coming in just a minute, just after this break. She's from the PCA, Tina Blake. Exciting things going on, especially this weekend. We'll talk about it in just a moment. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. Don't go away.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you're a contractor or an industry partner, Yavapai County Contractors Association needs you. Why? With the YCCA membership, your business can be stronger. We are a referral organization. We represent you on legislative issues. We work with building departments. We are your voice and your strength. YCCA, helping businesses like yours since 1960. Call me, Sandy, 928-778-0040, ycca.org.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back with an old friend, Tina Blake. She is here on behalf of the Prescott Center for the Arts. Tina, tell us just some of the plays that you and your children have been involved in with the PCA.
Yeah, I feel so blessed. Now I work for the Prescott Center for the Arts, but I was always an advocate for that organization. Just recently, I was in a reader's theater called All Through the Night. Mm-hmm. My daughter Cassidy is in Madagascar as Melman, one of the giraffes, so that's kind of exciting.
She's not in Madagascar. She's right outside the door. I saw her myself.
That's true. But those kiddos work really hard in those plays. Let me tell you, they've been painting and getting ready, helping to put costumes together. There's a great group of volunteers helping to make this happen. And tickets are on sale for Madagascar. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Doubt coming up with Marnie Yule is in that. She
That'll
got cast in one of the main roles. And then we have... on Saturday, a really special event coming up.
How special is it?
It is our second annual gala. Do you like to say gala or gala?
Either way.
Yeah,
curious. I like the gala apples, too. So,
yeah, we have our gala. It's our second annual one. And most of the proceeds, actually all the proceeds from this event go to youth programming, which mm-hmm. you know, and I know you know, you have a lot of value in youth programming and children in theater. We're selling tickets at $75 a piece. It's this Saturday. It's from 2 to 6. We have incredible artists that will be entertaining you, to include Blaine Long. Have you gotten to talk to him? He was one of the guys from The Voice, and he was on Blake Shelton's team in 2016. And then Drew Hall's playing, Kalina Martin, just some really great local musicians. Mm-hmm. We like to keep it local and fun. And then we have wine pours and auctions, and I think there's a really good trip to New York.
Oh, hello.
Some
That's
Broadway
a nice grand
tickets.
Prize.
Yeah. So, and it's all for a good cause. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be an amazing afternoon.
You know, it's so much fun to talk with people from the PCA, because when people come in here to talk about, you know, plays and things and dramas and comedies, well, I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago when John Meyer was the executive director, John would come in, he'd schedule a visit because we wanted to talk about the new show coming up. And I'd set aside the entire hour for him, and he'd come in, we start talking about show business and plays and movies and casting and directing and stuff like this, and then with about 2 minutes left in the hour, he'd go, "Oh my gosh, we haven't talked about the play I'm here to talk about." And it was so funny because we just started feeding off each other, and it was so much fun to be a part of. Now, you've been a part of the PCA for about how long?
Oh gosh, let's see, it was my daughter that got me into it. She
now, how'd that happen?
You know, she's a quiet, shy girl,
yeah.
And she just wanted to do it. And she is more confident on stage than she is in real life. She's an amazing young little girl, and this is her 40th play.
40th?
Yeah, she's been in all the local troupes and having a good time and really boosts self-confidence. And, she, I think, started probably about 5 years ago.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, DJ.
And, you know, I've talked to a few directors who had children in their casts, and I'll let you tell it. Tell me what you've seen in Cassidy, in your children, from just being involved in these plays.
Oh, self-confidence, tremendously. She's getting skills for when she is shy that she can handle, scenarios in life, which I think
you
is
can be
so
a different
important.
Person on stage, can't you?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so she's her confidence level, her grades improved, her memorization of schoolwork has improved. She's comfortable. She's even more comfortable talking in front of a group and school than she is privately coming up and talking to us. So, yeah, she's done some amazing, phenomenal things, and theater's really encouraged her. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, your last host was talking about is this collaborative thing and not doing stuff by yourself. And that is so important to realize that theater is a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a team to put it on. So you've got your actors, your backstage, your tech, your director. You have individuals like myself that are raising money for programs. You have individuals that are busy trying to run the organization, market the material. We have a lot of community advocates and support from individuals like you. And it wouldn't happen if it wasn't a team sport.
And you almost need a foxhole mentality, don't you? Because you really have to have each other's back. Because when you're going live like that in front of all those people, you have to make sure everyone has their lines, they know their marks to hit, your lighting people, your sound people, everything. It all has to be in sync, doesn't it?
Yes, and it practice,
yeah.
Because inevitably something can go wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be ready to wing it when you need to,
yeah.
Or know your character so much that if you forget a line or you drop a line, you're still in character.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important. And this gala that we're having where some of the kids from Madagascar are going to sing, and then we have a big musical that's coming up, Big River, and there's going to be some singing from that. And I've been a little involved in that. My youngest daughter is in Big River as one of the kid parts. And that's a cast of like 40 people.
Wow.
Imagine scheduling 40 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And you've also seen, and I've mentioned several times with different directors, when you have children in a cast, they have to learn so much self-discipline to have their lines down, to be part of an ensemble, to hit their marks, to develop timing. Tell us the importance of learning that self-discipline to be part of a tight ensemble that's counting on you, even though you're a child.
Yes, yes, you do. Texting and phones backstage, because if you miss your mark or you miss your entrance, it affects the whole show.
Yeah.
And it's really important to realize that even if it's the second weekend and it's the 10th time you're doing the show, it's still a new audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you want to keep it fresh, you want to have fun, and you want to have everybody have their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are slacking and playing on the phone or not paying attention, it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. There's an actor and director named William H. Macy who told a great story last year in the L.A. Times. He had written a play, and he had cast it with the people he thought were perfect for the part. And during the show, and it's on stage, during the show, one of the actors starts making up his own dialogue, getting off the script. So when the show was over, Macy walked up to him and said, "You know, I wrote this script to be a comedy. Do you think you're funnier than I am? You don't like my dialogue?" Well, that was the last time he made that mistake, because there's a reason that you are being hired to read that script, because the playwright is proud of it. That's your job to be that, to play that script. Now, here's something that I'm sure you can relate to, having been on stage and with children who have been on stage. My hero, Johnny Carson, used to love to talk to actors and find out what makes them tick. And he would ask them, "Why'd you become an actor?" And one of my favorite responses was, "Because I more enjoy being a character who knows what to say because of the script than having to constantly make it up my own as my real self." Think about that for a second, because you can be somebody else and you know what that person is supposed to think and supposed to say, and you can be that person. And later on in life, you sometimes have to be a different person depending upon life situations, don't you?
Yeah, life isn't easy.
That's right.
It's nice to have it all scripted out for you.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, so you can just go in and do whatever the script tells you to do. But yeah, it's very difficult, I think, go through life, and acting gives you some of those skills, and just being another character enables you, depending on that character, whether you're playing a villain or a mom or a I don't know, diva, whoever you're playing, you get to know what it feels like. You get to realize what it would be like to be that person. And it gives you sympathy. It gives you compassion. It gives you another thought process on the way to look at someone and experience someone. So I really think, I think everybody should go to the theater and act.
You know, it really is a great experience. It puts you in somebody else's shoes for an hour and a half, doesn't it?
It does. Or even watching theater. There's something about something being live.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's no net.
Right, exactly. And really embrace that. And I encourage everybody to try to go to theater. One of the things I like to mention is Prescott Center for the Arts. We allow for kids to come and view shows, for family theater, a couple days before it opens. And, you know, it only costs a dollar for them to come, and that's a $10 ticket to that show. Yeah. And so we supplement a lot of money because we want people to have that experience. Mm-hmm. And it changes lives. And I know my own daughter's lives, it's changed. It's changed my life for the better. Whether I am watching it and I'm laughing out loud, or if I'm on stage acting it, or if I'm backstage, because I do a lot of stage management too. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to see things in a different way. And, you know, that's always a benefit in this world, DJ.
And because this is kind of a small town, you get to see your own friends and neighbors and coworkers in a way you never saw them before.
Exactly.
Isn't that fun?
Exactly. Yeah.
So. How many times have you come across somebody you saw in a play that you know personally and said, I didn't know you could sing. I didn't know you could dance. I didn't know you could be so evil.
Yeah, I get, well, and I get that a lot, like because of my hair or something. They're like, I just saw you in that play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't realize anything went wrong if it did go wrong.
True.
You know, kind of like when you're planning an event or a wedding, mm-hmm. you're the only person that knows if something went wrong.
And the trick is to make it seem like it was effortless when in fact you've been working like the devil. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's another thing. People don't realize how long it takes for you to do a theater production.
And how many people have to really, really bring their A game to pull that thing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really important to support the performing arts that we have in town. And there's usually you can find a play, I'd say at least 3 weekends out of a month going on. We're so lucky to have so much talent and enthusiastic people in our town to do these things.
And, we really are.
You know, I want to do a shout out and really thank Arizona Hometown Radio because they walk the walk and talk the talk when it comes to supporting the arts. And we really appreciate their support of Prescott Center for the Arts and this upcoming gala and having us come on and talk to you regularly about what's happening with us.
Sure. And tell us one last time where and when the big gala is.
It is this Saturday, March 24th from 2 to 6 at Prescott Center for the Arts. Tickets are $75. You can go online to our website at pca-az.net. Or straight to our box office.
Mm-hmm. And you might win what?
Yeah, well, you have to bid on it. It's not winning. But the other cool thing is we have an amazing raffle that's going on. And it's season tickets for two and 10 gift certificates. So 10 shows, 10 gift certificates to wonderful restaurants in town for $50.
Very good.
And it's only $5 to get a raffle ticket. That's
how do you
pretty
beat
good.
That? That's at the PCA. Tina Blake, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.